Not animals, just men, post 854. I do not like to use animals as a metaphor for terrible behavior by human beings because I like animals. They do not deserve to be slandered for our awful actions. So I will not use wolves or sharks to describe the violent conduct or violent natures of the worst representatives of our species. Even though I'm tempted to call in jackals or hyenas to try to capture what I'm now observing regarding the persecution of Haitians in the community of Springfield, Ohio. But jackals, while hunting, are capable of covering about 9 miles a night at a constant 10 miles per hour. And they are related to wolves. And hyenas have jaws more powerful than lions and tigers and can crush bones. Those are pretty cruel qualities. Neither lie nor spread propaganda that dehumanizes and threatens others. Neither call in bomb threats to elementary schools or threaten to visit a campus and shoot people. Neither loves the Proud Boys. None of their species is a candidate for the presidency and vice presidency of the United States. I'm left struggling to describe those candidates and their enablers, ghouls, beasts, savages, brutes, the most awful Americans of the week. Every day brings some new outrage from them. I can no longer bear to even write their names.